Conclusion. The only way to thrive in 21st century America is to own nothing and control everything, privately. And though any trustee is the legal owner of the property in trust, the trustees of express trusts do not experience the incidence of personal ownership due to properly limited liability via trust instrument and the cardinal virtues of the trustees. It is this limited liability that makes the express trust no less than the corporation. But it is the latitude of choice of whether to function in the common law venue with absolute rights in commerce under the general law merchant or in the Roman civil law venue with only relative rights in commerce under private international law that makes the express trust, inter alia, far superior and profitable. Under the aegis of the express trust, the trustee is clothed in a veil impenetrable but from within. This suit of armor is the trust instrument, which molds to the trustee in all his good faith dealings on behalf of the trust, fully compensating him for his services, privileging his use of trust property, and enabling his exercise of creativity in business endeavors, all without the excessive weight of inquisitorial legislation. The greater latitude afforded under express trusts manifests itself in a number of ways, one of which is in the prosecution of claims and commercial liens wherein the trust acquires for value the account of a debtor, and the trustee utilizes the trust's qualities in order to effectively collect the debt owed. The trust brings with it a form of professionalism and authority which enables the debt to be collected honorably. And when one is trustee, he is in a fiduciary position generally looked upon with respect for the integrity inherent in the position. This has always been the case, except where the power has been abused. But even so, history is clear that there are far more abuses of power via corporations than express trusts. Given the statistics, and the fact that all governments in 21st century America are corporations themselves, it becomes clear that the extensive recognition given to corporations by the state is simply because of the special interest relationship between the two. In a way, it is the same relationship between the John and the prostitute, for it is always in the best interest of the prostitute to take measures to keep the John in business. This is done in order to indirectly protect her own job security. This is also the underlying cause for much of the negative sentiment towards express trusts operating in the statutory world. It is this relationship that has bred the irrational view that some trusts have been created independent of statute, some non-statutory trusts are said to have done harm, therefore public policy demands that hereafter all trusts shall be regulated. The irrationality of this becomes more apparent when the syllogism is paraphrased thus. Some lawyers have been presidents of the United States, some presidents are said to have done harm, therefore public policy demands that hereafter all lawyers shall be prohibited. The bottom line is that the express trust relation is the most effective means to owning nothing while controlling it all, and, when utilized properly, it affords its participants with all the ingredients of legal health and commercial wellness. It is also true that no matter how many arguments are made against the express trust, the learned reader will always see through the propaganda and spin, knowing the state's nagging concern is the utter lack of in rem jurisdiction over express trusts. Possession is 9/10 of the law. At the end of the day, in rem jurisdiction remains in the private venue, that is, with a trustee pursuant to the private contract between he and the settlor. So, from natural deduction, it should become clear that the express trust can really only fail due to some misgiving or impropriety on the part of the trustee. The trustee must therefore trust himself. Carlton Albert Weiss, May 1, 2007.